Welcome to Embrace It All with Angela Adams. Hey everyone, welcome back. So those of you that have been with me for a very long time know that my podcast started out to be focused a lot on anxiety and tools that can help manage anxiety. And so I wanted to address here a little bit of my own experience in these last 6 months. So about 2 months after Jessica's passing, I noticed that I was having more sleepless nights than ever before. And those of you that have gone days without sleep, you know how debilitating it can be. You know that, you know, your mind isn't working all that well. You're just tired. You're just tired. And that's what I found. I found myself so exhausted, so tired, but I didn't have time to take a nap. I didn't have time to lay down. And this went on and on for a long time. And those of you that know, or that have been with me for a while, know that I've given lots of tools on how to really feel that anxiety, how to find out what that thought is that's causing the anxiety. And so there were many, many nights where I would lay in bed and I would be woken up, literally woken up, because my stomach was in knots. And I would sit there and I would process that feeling and I would feel that anxiety and I would try as hard as I could to figure out what was the thought, what triggered that anxiety, and nothing would come. Nothing. I couldn't pinpoint any one thing. And this would go on night after night. And I would probably have 3 or 4 nights where I would just be woken up in the middle of the night feeling this way and not be able to go back to sleep, or at least not in a deeper sleep. And then I would have a night where I would sleep really well. And unfortunately, my sleep has been a similar pattern, although the anxiety doesn't grip me as much. But I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to talk about what I did. Again, I've tried to feel it. I tried to pinpoint the thought. Nothing would come. I was doing my thought downloads and I was journaling, and that was helping. That was helping so much, getting those thoughts on paper. But still, the sleep wasn't coming. And I tried everything. I sought medical advice. I thought, I'm sure this is probably normal, a normal response that my body is having to the circumstances that I am in right now. And so I sought medical advice. And I tried one sleep aid. That didn't work. I tried another one, and that worked okay. I tried some over-the-counter methods. Those helped for a little bit of time. But a couple of things really helped and continue to help me, because, like I said, I continue to have several nights where I don't sleep very well. One of the things that I have done is to just accept it. Accept that my body is not going to sleep. And it's amazing what happens when I just accept it. Now, am I still tired? Absolutely, I'm still tired. But instead of fighting it, instead of feeling so anxious about, I need to get to sleep. I have so many things to do tomorrow. And if I don't get enough sleep, then I won't have enough energy, and on and on and on and on and on and on and on, my brain would go. But if I would just lay there and say to myself, okay, it looks like I'm going to be awake. It looks like I'm not going to get the sleep I want. All right. this is how it's going to be. Some of those nights, what I would do is I would close my eyes and I would play a movie in my mind of all the good memories of Jessica, of having Jessica. And I would start from the day she was born. And I found that I would play this movie chronologically. And that seemed to really ease that anxiety because I found myself smiling. I found myself enjoying those sweet memories that I have. Another thing I would do is I would quietly talk to Jessica. Not really out loud, but more have a conversation in my head with her. And that seemed to really help a lot. And it still does. I still do these things. I just want you to know. Just because 6 months has gone by doesn't mean that everything has gotten better, because it hasn't. But one of the things that I found, a couple of things I found to be so helpful. The last time I was here back, I think it was before I left in December, we had a friend stop by totally unannounced. And she sat down, and this friend of mine lost a son tragically about a year, year and a half before we lost Jessica. And she came in and she just sat down and we started talking. And I looked at her and I told her what was going on with me. I'm not sleeping. I'm having those, you know, those nights. And she looked at me and she smiled and she said, "Oh yeah, the sleep." And she shared with me her experience and how similar it was to my experience. And she told me something that made me chuckle. She said that, yeah, when I was going through that, I told people that, you know, sleep and I, we just broke up and I don't know if we will ever get back together again. And I don't know if she knows how much comfort just that statement, just her little humorous way of looking at it, was to me. That was so comforting to know that, yeah, this is normal. This can happen. And I can get through it. That was so helpful. The other thing that helped me in this is, of course, those of you that know me know that I always turn to the Lord. I always have a prayer in my heart. And I remember shifting my prayers. Instead of saying, "Please help me sleep, please let me sleep. You know I have so many things to do the next day. Please help me sleep." I shifted. I made a slight shift. And I remember the day it happened. And I thought, why don't I just ask, please magnify the little sleep that I got, that I will be able to do what I needed to do that day. And that little shift made all the difference, because he did. There were days that I maybe got 1 or 2 hours of sleep and I would go to bed that night reflecting on everything that I did that day and just be amazed that how did I ever do that when my tank was so empty. And I know it's because I made that shift and just asked the Lord if sleep wasn't going to come, if he could just magnify the little sleep I got. And it worked. All right, my friends. I just wanted to share that with you. I don't know why, but I just wanted to share that with you. That, you know what? Sleep, I think sleep will come. It will come regularly. But right now, I'm just going to surrender and accept that I'm going to have sleepless nights. And then remember that it's okay, that others have gone through it and they've come out. They've come out of it, and I will too. And then I'll turn to the Lord and ask him to just magnify that little bit of sleep. All right, my friends, I hope this helps somebody out there. I hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you next time.